There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is all just happening, but dozens of Taliban were killed across the country on Friday. Why? You know why. We saw the tiny, tiny coffins. The Pakistani military said, oh, yeah, we're not going to take that. They used all their intelligence and they went after them. In fact, 32 is the number we're hearing who are moving toward the Afghan border. They were able to get them. The army also killed 8 more Taliban in another province outside of the region. So the military followed the attack on the school in Peshawar that killed 45 people, but 132 of them were kids. And we know the sort of details. They were terrible. When you have little kids coming out of a school scared to death, covered in blood, and they tell the most unbelievable stories about the person next to them diving underneath the bench, but they get pulled out, they're asked how old they are, and then they're killed right in front of the kid next to them, but the kid next to them is just young enough that that doesn't happen. People taking tests, they were taking exams, these kids, and people watching them take the tests were just completely gunned down. Shocking accounts of what those hours were like. I mean, who are the Pakistani Taliban, and what are they all about? And there's some kids that are still in the hospital fighting to get better, and a few of those, some of those stories have become positive, where they didn't look good when they first came in, had a bunch of bullets in their chest or in their back, but now they're coming through it, and that's the good news, that some are surviving, but that number is way too high. That massacre is the worst massacre. It's depravity, depravity at the on display, that one of the worst that we've seen, certainly. So now this is payback for that, and could be worse. There could be more fighting that happens as a result of it. Who knows if India gets drawn into this whole thing? I mean, this was an army public school where it happened, and there were certain ages that they were going after of these kids. So there you have it. I think we're going to hear more of this probably over the weekend and into next week. One thing we've been talking about a bunch here the last handful of days on America Tonight is Cuba. Cuban cigars might not be the sneaky, sneaky thing your friend gets in from Canada when he comes back from a trip and brings to you as a present. It might be something that is easily had in the United States because after 50 years, Obama has decided, yeah, this is a different time. Let's do a new normal thing. There's a new approach to Cuba, and we're going to normalize that relationship. So now there's all of a sudden a thaw, and that's a long time. Think about that. There's been a lot of back channels between our country and Cuba, mostly facilitated by Canadians, but sometimes the Vatican has gotten involved in this. So the president says he's instructed Secretary of State John Kerry to begin discussions with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations, and the U.S. is going to reopen an embassy in Havana. They're doing it. They're going to reopen that embassy. They're going to allow some travel and trade that's been banned under an embargo that was instituted during the Kennedy administration. And the president said, look, neither the American nor Cuban people are well served by a rigid policy that's rooted in events that took place before most of us were born. So this is it. And there are some Republicans who are up in arms, and some Democrats, too, because of hearkening back to the days of Castro, completely going after people who were against his regime, where they would just disappear, and some really inhumane things that happened to the people in Cuba who were desperate enough to just float on anything, risk shark attacks and death to get to the shores of Florida, to get out of Cuba and to have a chance at something better. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida is the one who is really banging the drum on this one, and he said he's going to do everything in his power to block any potential U.S. ambassador to Cuba to even get a vote. He says the easing of economic restrictions is inexplicable. And he says that appeasing the Castro brothers will only cause other tyrants from Caracas to Tehran to Pyongyang to see that they can take advantage of Obama's naiveness during his final 2 years in office. And as a result, this is Rubio, America is going to be less safe because of the president's change in policy. So there's the question. Do you think this is the wrong change in policy when it comes to Cuba? And I think Iran would be next on the list. Caracas, the butcher Hugo Chavez, isn't in charge there, but there's all kinds of problems in Venezuela. So this could certainly be on the list. But when you look at the Cuban deal, you know, why does this announcement come? Well, you have political prisoners that have been released. American Alan Gross, he's back home. He's headed home in a swap with, for three jailed Cuban spies that were held for like 20 years. Obama says that he and Castro spoke on a phone call that lasted an hour and reflected the first communication at the presidential level with Cuba since the Cuban Revolution, which is unbelievable to think about that. It's the years again. So Republicans are saying that this is only going to strengthen his power in Cuba. And he has definitely been accused of human rights abuses and is listed still, by the way, by the State Department as a state sponsor of terrorism. So they better lift that if we're going to all of a sudden have a different policy with Cuba. And that's one of the things that the president is having John Kerry do, review their place on the list. This move toward restoring diplomatic ties with Cuba is going to make it easier for Americans to travel to Cuba. Like I made the joke about Cuban cigars, they will be readily available, that's for sure. All right, if you missed Nail the Score, make sure you jump on last week because it's our last week during the regular season for Nail the Score. You could win some incredible prizes and bragging rights. Our game, if you missed it, by the way, was the Cowboys and the Colts. Here's what head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett, had to say about the game.
If DeMarco's able to play, if the other guys who are banged up are able to play, they play. And if not, they don't. And we have to make the right decision by him and the right decision by our football team. We have a tremendous amount of confidence in the other guys. We'll put the other guys in a heartbeat. But, you know, if DeMarco has an opportunity to play in this ball game, he'll play.
Yeah, and the big story is that DeMarco Murray has been stellar as a key running back for the Dallas Cowboys. And it's a question of, is his hand going to be okay? Should they play him? And he says the decision to play is his. And he was pretty active in drills. So with that broken bone in his hand, you know, there was the talk about he could miss the game on Sunday. But despite the hand, he practiced. And I have a feeling if he can be in that game, he says his surgically repaired hand feels good, he'll be there. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Once again, you overwhelm me, folks. You really do. With the amount of email that this show gets, it is unbelievable. I think it goes to the thoughtfulness and also people listening to shows at different times of the day. Remember, you can always download the show if your schedule changes. Sometimes you're on night, sometimes you're not. Whatever it might be, you can go to GCNlive.com and download shows you missed. So I think that's what's happening, and you're digesting a lot of the political things we're talking about, some of the fun things that we do on the show, like dumb things I shouldn't have done, or nail the score, or fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it, or old school, new school. We're starting to get a lot of traction on that. So thanks a lot for doing that and then sending us your thoughts. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Ron, who says, Kate, you know, I have kind of mixed emotions about this Cuba thing. And the reason I say I have mixed emotions is because I know how awful things were in Cuba for a very, very long time. For goodness sake, there's tons of documentaries and movies that were made about things that happened in Cuba. If you said JFK's name once a long time ago in Little Havana, people would have looked at you cross-eyed if you said that you supported JFK because of the Bay of Pigs and what happened to so many people there and how they disappeared and all that stuff in between. But I guess it's a different day. So initially I dug my heels in and said this was a stupid thing and why should we do this? And now upon reading, thinking, and listening to some of the things that have been said on your show, I kind of think maybe it's okay to lift the veil and allow travel and allow people to go back and see their relatives even more, have that exchange wide open. You know, I said on the show that I was like, no way, those Castro brothers, it's awful, it's ridiculous communist regime. But I've had a lot of those conversations since talking about that. And because I had family members through marriage connected to what was happening in Cuba, I had a really difficult time processing knowing some of the ridiculously brutal things that happened to people, saying, yeah, yeah, let's do this. But here's the thing, and you'll get this argument, we deal with the Chinese. What do you think's going on in China? Hey, you know, I challenge you. I said this once before on the show a couple of years ago. Walk around your house and start lifting up some of the things that you have and see where it's made. You think, oh, yeah, this is made in America, or this is made, you know, in Central America, or it's made wherever. It's made in Canada. No, 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 no. We know that. We know that we deal with China. And what do you think is going on in China? And what kind of a dictatorship do you think they have going on there? For goodness sake, when you sit in your living room in China, they're pumping out their state-run propaganda into your ear, and that's the only alternative those people have, no matter where they are economically, because there are some people that have been able to get some wealth in China, but it's very corrupt. It's brutal. There are lots of human rights violations, and yet, boom, here we are, companies, our government, etc. We have open lanes with China. So I guess if you look at it from that perspective, if things are changing in Cuba, someone said to me today when I took a really hard line on it, that they felt as if in 5 years or so, maybe even less, there would be a democratically controlled place, that people would really honestly have a say in it, and it would be nothing like the Cuba of the past. So there you go. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Dan the Man. Dan the Man says, North Korea. Unbelievable, Kate. I think there's so much more to the story about this Sony hack and then shutting down the picture of the interview. Everybody I know who really knew nothing about Rogan or Franco, which frankly is shocking to me because I'm in my early 30s and I love those two dudes. But regardless, even my mother wants to see that movie now. So if Sony does eventually release it, it'll be a runaway smash hit because so many people will want to know more about the movie. But will they have the cojones to do that based on now what has happened with the hack and with the threats and all that other sort of stuff? I don't think they're going to release it. I mean, they're not going to release it anytime soon. Could it come out in the future, or could it be leaked? I mean, already things are being leaked, but I don't think it's going to happen in the near future. It's crazy. The cyber warfare is unbelievable. And I just saw a crazy headline on a website I was reading where they talked about how many cyber warriors, they called them, they have. And they say incredibly vast networks are devoted to cyber warfare in North Korea, like 1,800 plus. That's scary, isn't it? There is no doubt, my friends, that your security, your information, the internet, anything that passes through, you have to be so careful. If you've just blown this off in the past, pay attention when we have cyber experts on, because there is no 100% guarantee. See what happened this year, not just Sony, but with other hacks that affected people, with information that's being ripped off and things that are being released. I mean, that's even the bigger picture there for sure. Here's one from Mary who says, Kate, I remember you mentioning this. In fact, you brought it up the other night about going to Grenada. And I remember the interview you did where you talked about viruses and chicken gunya and how this was something to be on the lookout for. The one doctor you talked to mentioned it, that people on ships are going to the Caribbean. This might be something that creeps up, especially because of the mosquitoes and the way you could carry it. And already you scared me when you were talking about how many cases there were in Florida. It sounds like a terrible thing to get. Yeah, it can be fatal. The fatalities are low, But when I say they're low, imagine going to, you know, a Caribbean island, and then you come back with this debilitating disease where you can't work, you don't know what's wrong with you, you go to the doctors, they run all kinds of tests, and then you have chikungunya. That's crazy. And in the United States, there were 11 confirmed cases of the infection, right, in Florida, which makes sense because if you think of the traveling, and that's really low compared to the rest of the world. It was like over a million, somewhere in a million category. And 155, according to CDC, I looked this up again, were fatal. But that's not in the U.S. But here's the thing is, it is that mosquito deal where they bite and they carry the virus and how rapidly it can hit you and the way you feel, you know, you're just doubled over in pain, headaches, rashes, fevers, all that kind of stuff. And it's sad for the people in some of these islands, like the Dominican Republic. They're worried about it. There were people that were from the Dominican when I was at that conference, and they were talking about it in the other Caribbean islands as to how it would hit them, because how were they going to treat it with the clinics overflowing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yes, debilitating and a horrific thing to go through that none of us would want to go through. Let's face it. Already, it's such a guessing game, right, when something's wrong with you and everybody wants to run to the Internet and diagnose you, WebMD, they start telling you what you might have. But you don't want to get that one. All right, here's another one from, let's see, Joseph in Illinois. Boy, he's been emailing us a lot. Happy holidays, Ms. Delaney, to you and your family. I hope you get a chance to have some time off. I heard you say something about it seemed like it was more hectic than ever this year. The roads were jammed. People were running around grabbing things, and packages, of course, are through the roof. People delivering things last minute and all that kind of thing. And it is interesting how commercialized it's become. We've had these conversations for a long time, actually, now. And it makes you wonder if people, like, lose the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, you know, because I'm a cockeyed optimist, I hope that people don't lose the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, Christmas is, of course, for Christians, celebrating the birth of Christ and renewal and, you know, a new year. There's so many things that Christmas symbolizes, or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. And I think all of that can be very big and important in people's lives and should be, but there is a tendency to get so lost and caught up in the just big grabbing of stuff and getting things out. And I think that goes to procrastination too, because we wait so long and we're just deluged with everything that's hitting us from different directions. And I guess the thing to do is, or to think about, is maybe just take a breath in between everything and figure. I have a theory. This is why they have New Year's cards. Because if you miss the holidays that are just a week or 2 weeks before, you can always get cards that say, you know, Happy New Year, and it gives you that extra week in between to send some of them out. I don't know. Just take a breath, everybody. Relax. It's all going to be okay. And thank you for sending me your emails, your thoughts. You can do that on anything and everything. Remember, AmericaTonight.net.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On this show, immigration is such an important topic to me. I've talked about going out with the Border Patrol. I've talked with Minutemen. I've looked at this from all different angles throughout my entire career. And now we have the president's executive action. We have a lot of arguing over what's going to happen with this and the Department of Homeland Security being funded through February, setting up the new Congress to come in, and they don't like the executive action and what's going to happen and what can they tear apart from that. So who better to welcome to this show? And I'm very thrilled to have both of them. There's this great book out called A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform. Former U.S. Attorney General Judge Alberto Gonzalez and Attorney David Strange putting that together. They have an interesting approach to this, one that I think is important to be told, that the United States, of course, founded by immigrants, and now with this national immigration policy and enforcement over the past, 30 years, how it's been woefully inadequate. What do we need to do? What can we do, even stateside, which is what I've been screaming about, to change the narrative and what we're looking at? Judge, thanks so much for coming on. David as well.
My pleasure.
Nice to be with you.
So what, Judge, what brought the two of you together to author, you know, A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform?
I think it was the lack of appropriate dialogue about this issue. A lot of hyperbole, a lot of hysterics about the problem that we have here, and part of politics. And I think David, who I met from my time in Texas, he's an immigration expert. I'm not an expert, but I care a lot about immigration because I'm a Hispanic from a border state and former chief law enforcement officer of this country. And getting together with David, we share a common interest in moving the dialogue forward about immigration. And we know it's hard. We know how difficult this is, and that's why it hasn't got done for a number of reasons. And we thought it would be a good idea. Hopefully others will think so as well, to put into words our views about a common sense approach that I think, as some have said, there's something in this book for everyone to hate, and hopefully, more importantly, there's something in this book for everyone to love, because from my days in Washington, I know how hard it is to get anything done, and it's impossible to get anything done if the expectation is you're going to get everything that you want. And on something that's complicated, everyone has to give. And if everyone's willing to do that and accept the fact that compromise is absolutely necessary, then hopefully we can achieve some kind of success in immigration reform. And this book was intended to provide a pathway to do so.
Yeah, and you see, from your time in Washington as a United States Attorney General under George W. Bush, his administration, there was a push to try to get something done. Were you disappointed that nothing could happen? You know, nothing happened then.
Sure, and of course, this was something that we wanted to do early in the administration, but obviously the attacks of September 11th changed all that. We had to focus on protecting our country. But then toward this, in the second term, we refocused our energy again under the President's directive. But even then, we couldn't get it done. We had a Republican Congress that just wasn't interested in the approach that President Bush was pursuing, and that was very disappointing. Because I know this was important for him, again, being the governor of a border state. He appreciates and understands this issue better than most chief executives. And the fact that we couldn't get it done, in my judgment, for reasons that more had to do with politics than border security or national security. So, yes, it was disappointing that we couldn't make progress on this issue.
David, the judge says you really are incredibly knowledgeable in this, and this is part of what brought you together. What is the common sense approach? What are some of the things that need to happen, you think?
Well, as Judge Gonzalez mentioned, I think there needs to be compromise. There are some pretty strong positions on both sides of the immigration issue, and so the key will be to find a middle ground that at once reaches out to both sides of the issue, including enforcement, but also including a reform of our system. We can certainly work to make our system better. Immigration law is unique in that it at once works to maintain the United States' economic role in a world economy, while at the same time working to protect us, to exclude and to remove those people who we don't want in the United States. So it's clearly an important issue.
Yeah, and one of the things that is talked about a lot, and we saw this, Judge Gonzalez mentioned 9/11 and how that changed the process of, we're really trying to put this in the forefront, immigration, and then we had to worry about security. But we saw what was unveiled with our visa process. Do you think we need a revised visa process, David?
There are certainly many ways that we can make our visa process better. I think, as we mentioned in the book, we can come up with better ways to monitor those people who enter the United States with temporary visas, and we can also reform our immigration laws to address visa overstayers in a tougher way, and we put some of those proposals in the book. So as we say in the book, there are many calls that we have, quote unquote, a broken immigration system. We don't think the system is entirely broken, but that's not to say that we can't improve. We can improve, and we should improve.
Yeah. What about Judge Gonzalez? What about as far as the workforce is concerned? Do we need to be tougher and more vigilant about who's working and the accountability of the people who are hiring?
Yes, and that's part of our proposal as well. I think that it's insufficient to simply punish the immigrant, the employee. I think that imposing tougher sanctions on employers makes a great deal of sense. And certainly with respect to the white-collar area, you know, as Attorney General, we looked at what do we do to discourage, you know, fraud and white-collar crime. If in fact you're committed to putting a CEO in jail, I guarantee you that will be a powerful deterrent in that kind of behavior. And so from my perspective, if you've got a CEO of a company that is a repeat offender in terms of hiring undocumented, if the government were to be serious and to put that CEO in jail, if the laws allow that, then that would be a very powerful message to the employer community about the commitment of our government to ensure that we're going to discourage illegal hires, and so I think that's a very important point. But that's just one consideration, one of many things that in our judgment should be done to address the issue here. These people, these undocumented immigrants, provide a great service. I think one can make the argument that it's because of their work that it fuels our economy to some degree. It actually improves productivity. It does result in the creation of additional jobs for American citizens. And so we've got to find a way to keep those who are qualified and those, for example, who don't have a criminal record, those that can pay for themselves, that can provide for themselves, those who are otherwise qualified. We've got to find a way to put them in some kind of legal status. I'm not talking about necessarily citizenship or lawful permanent residence. But I just believe strongly that if you're in this country, you need to be in this country under some kind of lawful status, and that's what we try to propose.
Yeah, you mentioning growing up and being in a border state, and I've said this in going out with the Border Patrol, I think the problem's a lot worse than sometimes it's the picture that we get. Do you feel that way?
Well, it's hard to say. I think we have done a better job with respect to border security. Simply because we have more agents on the border, we're utilizing better technology. So in that sense, I think we're probably doing better. Truth of the matter is, to the extent that our economy is slowing down, that means that there are less jobs here in this country, which is the lure for many undocumented immigrants. And so there are a variety of reasons why the flow of undocumented immigration may be better today. But clearly, this is still a serious issue. In a post-9/11 world, we have to know who is in this country and why. When you read the headlines around the world about all these hostage takings, the beheadings, there is some serious threats, I think, to the American interest and to the interests of our friends and allies. And we need to pay attention. We're getting all kinds of warning signs from my perspective, all kinds of warning signs about perhaps a major attack coming here in this country.
Yeah. We have just a couple of moments left, and we know what the judge has had to say about what he feels people will get out of this. David, what do you hope people will get out of your book?
Well, certainly we hope that we can propose solutions that are adapted and are workable. With 11 to 12 million, some estimates up to 20 million people unlawfully present, there are serious implications related to that. In addition to the national security and economic concerns we've addressed, there's also huge humanitarian concerns. You know, many of the people here have United States citizen spouses or parents or children, and tearing those families apart has a humanitarian aspect to it. And of course, I'm not advocating breaking the law, and I'm not saying that, you know, those people who have forced themselves upon us, we necessarily need to bend to those people just for that reason, but nevertheless, the humanitarian concerns are stark, and that combined with the economic concerns and the national security concerns, I think it's certainly time for for dialogue for reform to take place.
There you go. And you guys are doing it. All right, Judge Alberto Gonzalez and David Strange, thanks so much.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What's it going to be this time around? We only have a couple of these left. I hope you blow out the phone lines. In fact, I'm going to pump up the phone lines. 855-266-5283. Do you hear me? Wake up. 855-266-5283. This could be the one last time this year you get to be a winner. So you didn't win the door prize at Uncle Frank's wedding. You were on the boardwalk and you thought you finally had the ring around the milk jug and it just whistled by. This is your chance to win more than a pig stuffed animal. This is your chance to win bragging rights. And a couple of really cool prizes, too, from America Tonight. All right, Nathan worked out earlier in the day, despite the fact that he only had 6 hours sleep. He hit the weights. He can move the computer. He did it for us, so he is prepped, ready to go. Let it roll, Nate. All By the way, there's no workman's comp for Nathan, so I'll be taking up some definite money for Nate in his defense if something were to fall apart.
Agreed.
Keep that body healthy, son. Okay, so none of those crappy honor snacks. You know how they put the box out and it's like gooey cookies and stuff. All right, so check this out. The game of the week, would you believe, is the Cowboys and the Colts. We just had the Cowboys and Philadelphia, but it's the Cowboys hosting the Indianapolis Colts. That's a big game, needless to say, because the Cowboys want to certainly be in the playoffs, and now because they beat Philadelphia, they're in a good position, and this is a very, 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 can I say it again? Very big game for the Cowboys. So I think the Cowboys' offensive line has shown that it's one of the best lines in the league. Now, DeMarco Murray, is he going to play? Isn't he going to play? He is going to play. They say he's going to play with his hand. You know, I'm going to say he still can be a factor, or at least they're making you think he's a factor. So I believe the Cowboys will win this. And I'm going to say the final score is going to be 34-27. 34-27. So get up, grab your cell phone. It's that thing that's glowing in the corner, and punch in these numbers. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or AmericaTonight.net, as long as you get it in. You hear me, Sharon in Maine? By the top of the hour, AmericaTonight.net. And let's see what you have to say. And maybe we'll have a winner this time around. I know I say this all the time. All right, let's go out to our pal Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, whatever it is.
Pete, were you ever in radio? You have good pipes. I was going to say you sound like a radio guy, so that's a compliment.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did a little couple of years. But
good.
I regret 35-27.
Colts? Colts. Wow. I think that's a tight game. I think it's going to be a tight game, so you and I are in agreement there.
Yeah, we're handy.
Pete, happy, happy, merry, merry, and all that. Of course, we'll talk to you again next week with our special edition of Nail the Score. Thank you so much for the call. 855-266-5283. Grim, he loves playing this game. I like it when Grim gives us a guess. Hey, Grim.
Well, in the immortal wars of the famous one-liners like Benny Goodman and Jack Benny, you're killing me. Need to get a different computer there. That Tandy.
I know. What is up with that?
That Tandy 2000 is taking Dallas too much.
Tandy.
I'm going with the Colts 24 and Dallas 17.
Another Colt taker. Wow. All right. Another Colt believer, Grim. That is a grim score for people who are fans of Dallas. 24-17. Jack Down Under, by the way, says Boys 21, Colts 14. 21-14. I know people are trying to get in, so don't worry about it. Just keep trying to get in. We'll get you, I promise you. Wake up. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. This one from Joseph, who sent us an email. I'm in a wacky mood. It must have been that eggnog. Joseph says, Cowboys, Kate, all the way, 45-17. He had the same eggnog that must have been spiked because he has a wild guess on that. I mean, you know, the Colts, you can't completely blow them off. That's why you saw where Pete and I said, I mean, I guess everybody's really actually predicting it pretty tight. What kind of defense are we going to see? The Cowboys defense if there's a hole somewhere, they've had some problems on their defense, but that offensive line is very, very tough. And the Cowboys have had some pretty incredible wins. Think of Seattle. Think of this last game against Philadelphia after they were blown up at home on Thanksgiving Day. The Cowboys cannot be just tossed aside like it's another bad Cowboy year. It's not. It's a different team than we've seen before. They finally did get that line like it used to be. That was what they were known for, as all of you know, back in the triplet days. Great offensive line, great defense, and they had movement up and down on the sidelines, and Emmitt Smith to run the ball, and, you know, it's looked like they're trying to repeat the same thing here. So, 855-266-5283. And I promise we'll squeeze you in. I know there's a couple of people trying to get in right now. So we'll get you on. If you jumped on the phones, I promise it counts because it's before the top of the hour. We got this one from Cheryl who says, I finally did it. I love the show. I usually listen to it playback, sometimes a little bit live. Kate, I've had a strange schedule, as you would say. But I'm going to say the Cowboys win this, and the final score, my boyfriend told me to tell you, will be 38-7. Wow, 38-7. You know, you can't discount any score. I mean, you can't discount scores and say, oh, yeah, it's not going to. Because we've had strange scores, absolutely, without a doubt. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Tom, Baltimore, Maryland, Tom. All right, Tom, give us a guess.
Hey, I'm wearing a Baltimore Colts sweatshirt right now because, let's face it, they are the Baltimore Colts. They always have been and always will be. And they win when they have Baltimore mojo with them. So the Colts are going to take it. I'll give the Cowboys their old Memorial Stadium address, 33 points, and I'll give the Colts 38.
Ooh, I like it. Colts 38-33. Well, you know, you have an incredible quarterback and Andrew Luck. He is a star already and a star in the future, too. Let's go to Ray in Kansas. Hey, Ray.
Hey, I say that Dallas is 35-10.
Dallas 35-10. Thanks, Ray. 35-10 Dallas. Ray in Kansas City, or in Kansas. 35-10. Here's the deal. If you correctly nail the score, don't worry. You know where to find us right here for sure. And we will announce that on the air. Of course, I always do. By Sunday, I'll know and I'll say on our Sunday and the Monday show. If you don't hear it then, trust me, I will be all over it. Just call us back, of course. Check it out. You'll be on the website, I'm sure. Thanks to everybody, and don't worry, if you send me an email, I'll check it out. I'll get you locked and loaded. And maybe somebody this holiday season will nail the score.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.